Suicide Squad, the first trailer is wild, and NSFW. At long last, the trailer to James Gunn's The Suicide Squad has finally been released, as we knew there in initial chase casting announcements. There aren't many characters in common with the original film from 2016. Viola Davis is back at Amanda Waller, the government against who helped assemble the team, who also is Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn, who starred in her own film 2020 Birds of Prey, and the Fandro Bryce of one Harley. But Warner Brothers seems to want to distance this film from the original. They are not calling that from Suicide Squad 2, but the Suicide Squad, the 2016 official title was Suicide Squad, without the unsurprisingly, the film seems more like a superior cousin to Gunn's Marvel series, The Guardians of the Galaxy, which also features a bunch of misfits coming together as family to get something done. And The Guardians Gunn's Suicide Squad features Michael Rooker, who we see in the trailer as Gunn's brother Peter Gunn, like Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, this sequel of futures Sylvester Stallone. Another character includes Bloodsport, Polka Boatman, David Bastmal, Chin Guardian, John Cena, Ratcatcher 2, Daniel Melcher, King Shark, Steve Agee, who also plays the wonder of a Billy Ravi. One surprise moment in the trailer might delight long-time DC Comics fans. There appears to be battle with a giant starfish that could be a Starro the Conqueror, who is, yes, a giant starfish with telepathic powers and Starro was the first enemy in Justice League of America ever faced in the pages of the Brave and Bloody Issues 28, published in 1959. The trailer, as we noticed, is difficultly NSFW, but you can't watch it here. Suicide Squad will be in theaters in August 2021 and also available on HBO Max for 31st day at no cost to the subscribers. I thank you guys for listening to my podcast. Yeah, thank you.